Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham Talk 1600. And you'll hear us later on this evening at rednationrising.us. So make sure you check it out. If you missed the show live, you can catch it on podcast. So check it out later on this evening, Saturday and Sunday evenings. And, well, welcome to The Drift. What we do every Saturday is go over the news that I put on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going to thedailydrift.com, you should be www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. So make sure you're checking it out. I spend a lot of time putting information on there for you to share out on social media and get out and about to people. So share it, please. Twitter, Facebook, Google+, whatever it is that you're into, Pinterest, Snapchat, whatever. And I was just telling Matt during his break that we've been calling on social media, if you're a social media person, that we're kind of tired of Facebook and Twitter because there's a little censoring going on. If you haven't noticed it, Mr. Zuckerberg and Jack, whatever his name is, that runs Twitter, they are liberals, they are progressives, and so they kind of throw people off of their websites or censor them, and it's pretty blatant. Actually, so a lot of us have been crying for, you know, a new social media out there. So I just heard from one of my Twitter followers today, or a Facebook follower, she's actually both, that there is a MeWe out there, which is MeWe.com. Go check it out. I just signed up. I don't know anything about it yet, other than the fact that they're supposedly non-censoring and very private with your information. So that's a good step in the right direction, right? So you can email me, Gary, at The Daily Drift. If you don't want to call into the show, 734-822-1600 is the number to call in. But you can email me at Gary at TheDailyDrift.com. And again, check out the stuff that's on The Daily Drift. That's what we talk about. So I wanted to start out with something that's kind of local. This is a national story, but it is local, based out of U of M. A recent study that just came out at the U of M says biofuels, that's your ethanol and made out of corn or whatever crops they're growing to work into ethanol, are worse than gasoline in causing climate change. Well, for those of us who have any common sense at all, we've kind of said the same thing. You can take your corn, you can take your beets, you got to cook them down. Well, if you're going to cook them down and turn them into alcohol, doesn't that take energy? Yes, it does. So by the time you get to where you need to be, you're probably just as spending as much energy making it as you are working with gasoline and oil production, right? So a new study from the University of Michigan researchers challenges the widely held assumption that biofuels such as ethanol and biodiesel are inherently carbon neutral. Contrary to popular belief, the heat-trapping carbon dioxide gas emitted when biofuels are burned is not fully balanced by the CO2 uptake that occurs as the plants grow. Yeah. Well, take that, all you green people. According to the study that's done by John DeCiccio and co-authors at the U of M Energy Institute. Now, of course, there are people saying, wait a minute, the American Petroleum Institute paid for the funding of this study, so it's already not true, it can't be true. Well, but it also is U of M's Energy Institute. Hello, you can't find a more liberal institution than the U of M, folks. Really? Are you going to say that U of M is not a bunch of green weenies, because we all know they are, right? It's no simple, nothing more simple than that. The study based on U.S. Department of Agricultural crop production, right, based on U.S. data, shows that during the period when U.S. biofuel production rapidly ramped up, the increased carbon dioxide uptake by the crops was only enough to offset 37% of the CO2 emissions due to biofuel consumption. So one-third. You gained almost nothing? Really? So it's not your be-all. And let's be honest with you. And Brandon and I had this discussion a couple years ago. That ethanol, it's now 10% when you go to the pump. 10% ethanol is not particularly good for your car, folks. I hate to tell you this. I have a boat, an older boat with an older boat engine on it, and a lawnmower that don't run particularly well with gas that's got 10% ethanol. And a lot of you will probably have the same issues. You'll be using this gas that you get at the pump, you're putting it in your car, and maybe the new cars seem to be dealing all right with it. But older cars, older engines, don't deal with that ethanol that's in the mixture. And so if you're having problems with your mowers, your snowmobiles, your four-wheelers, all, especially if they're a little older, you might want to try using 100% gasoline. And it's kind of hard to find 100% gasoline, mind you. I have to drive all the way into Brighton from my home to find a place that has 100% gasoline. And I thank them for it. If I could remember what gas station it was, I would give them a plug right now, but I can't. Don't make the same mistake I did and go buy racing fuel at $8 a gallon. You're kind of hurting yourself when you do that. So it's, plus, that's not particularly good for your engine either. I was steining one day on the way and said, 100% gasoline. Now, racing fuel is too high for those engines, so don't use that. But for all of you, I feel justified, Derek. I really do. This is something I've been crying about for a long time. You know, if you raise the cost of corn, when you, for us that eat corn, or for the cost of beef production, when you're now competing with biofuels versus the food economy, you know, so something to watch there. I thought that was interesting. So if you want to comment on that, you can certainly email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, and we'll talk about it. But the meat of the show today is Hillary Clinton. We're going to dig deep into Hillary Clinton, and we'll do that. Derek, we're going to take a quick break because I want to get it out of the way. And when we come back, we're going to hit Hillary very hard. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company has been providing residential and commercial fencing services throughout Lenawee County and beyond for over 40 years. Honesty and integrity are hard to come by these days, so you want a company with a proven track record of providing the highest quality service and products. Make sure your fence is built right the first time by calling Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company. Boost the look of your home or business with fencing made from the finest materials, featuring designs in both traditional and unique styles. They also install fencing in all seasons, so don't let weather make you wait for a new fence. Whether you're looking for a stylish first-time fence or a high-security gated system, or seeking to upgrade an already existing fence, the experts at Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company offer competitive pricing and will even give online quotes. Your home and business are your biggest investment, so why not give them some added character while keeping them safe and secure with a fence from Adrian Tecumseh Fence Company. Visit AdrianFenceOnline.com. That's AdrianFenceOnline.com. Or call Scott at 517-423-4064.
Created in 1949, Michigan farmers wanted an insurance company that worked as hard as they did. Today, Farm Bureau Insurance works even harder to protect your home and safeguard your loved ones. With agents that live and work right in your community, service is a priority and is always local and always personal. We're here to serve you during life's best moments and when the unexpected happens. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent can help meet your unique insurance needs. From life, home, auto, farm, business, and retirement, you can count on Farm Bureau Insurance to offer you peace of mind and to help you through the toughest times of your life. Michigan is our home, too. Farm Bureau Insurance is the company committed to serving Michigan and only Michigan. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Michigan, my Michigan.
Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Livingston Christian School is holding open houses for new families each Tuesday evening in August. Livingston Christian is the county's only Christian preschool through high school, providing Christian education for the entire family. It's located just south of Brighton with easy access off 23 at the Whitmore Lake exit. Attend one of the August open houses and meet teachers, administration, and families to see if Livingston Christian is the right school for your children. If you want your family to experience a Bible-based approach in a conservative educational setting where they teach love of country, Livingston Christian is for you. With class sizes of less than 20 students, each child receives the individual instruction needed for success. While rigorous academic achievement is expected, Livingston Christian focuses on the whole student, spiritual, physical, and academic. Attend one of the August open houses on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 or visit their website at livingstonchristianschools.org to learn more about Livingston Christians on Common Core. Livingston Christian, now in Whitmore Lake, just south of Brighton.
And welcome back to The Drift. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here on Saturday afternoon at WAM Talk 1600, and again tonight at rednationrising.us, so check it out. Let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour is Regency at Whitmore Lake, 734-449-4431. If you are in need of 24-hour nursing care or know somebody who is, this is a place to call, 734-449-4431. It's they specialize in 24-hour nursing care, subacute rehabilitation, long-term care, hospice, and respite care. They have a secured memory care unit. They do life enrichment programming, and they have a veterans program. So check them out. It's a Ciena Healthcare. CIENA healthcare.com. That's a great place. They're right down the street from my house, and I can tell you they've put a lot of money and time into the building there, so it's a good place to get your loved ones if they need a little help. So put them in there. Okay, so we're going to talk the show about Hillary, and there are times during the week that I just want to scream, and I love being able to come in on Saturday and do this, so thank you for listening, because hypocrite Hillary Clinton had the nerve to go after Donald Trump this week and call him a racist and a hate monger. And, well, Derek, do you got track one that we can play right now? Let's listen to this.
Donald Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia. He is taking hate groups mainstream and helping a radical fringe take over the Republican Party. His disregard for the values that make our country great is profoundly dangerous.
Okay, so really, this is a woman who wants to call Donald Trump a complete and utter racist. And, you know, we hear that from the media, too. Everybody wants to jump on that. It's funny how Donald Trump was never a racist until he ran for president. If he was such a racist, Hillary Clinton, why would you be taking money from him, going to his wedding and hanging out with him in New York and doing all kinds of things with Donald Trump if he was such a racist? Well, it's because he's not, and it's just more lies from lying Hillary Clinton that she keeps putting out there. And the media is in the bag with Clinton. We know this, and that's why they jump on him. And it never fails that when I talk to somebody out on the street, they're like, there's no way I'm voting for Donald Trump. The first words that inevitably come out of their mouths, oh, he's a racist. I can't deal with it. He's a racist. Why? Because he said he wants to put in a border and keep illegal aliens out to keep people, Mexican and people from other parts of the world coming into the country illegally who are criminals? It's a ridiculous statement. And to make it more than hypocritical is this. And I want you to hear this track. We all know who the KKK is, right? Well, the Grand Dragon, that's the lead for the KKK, is a guy by the name of William Quigg. Q-U-I-G-G. And I have this video at thedailydrift.com. You can go and see it for yourself. It's not me just making it up. Derek, you have that track from William Quigg. All right, let's hear that.
Who do you like for president, sir?
Hillary Clinton.
Do you think whites are superior to African Americans and Latinos?
Well, we are God's chosen people.
Okay, so right from the mouths of babes sometimes, right? This is the KK Grand Dragon, and they allegedly has given money to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Did they give it back? I don't know. Maybe someone needs to look that up. I'm certainly not going to do it because I know where Hillary stands. Hillary Clinton is an award winner from the Margaret Sanger Award, right? If you haven't done your homework on Margaret Sanger, the person who established Planned Parenthood, the reason she started giving abortions in the inner cities is to decimate the black population, the unwanted, the people that she didn't feel were clean enough or smart enough or intelligent enough to be procreating. Hillary Clinton is the true racist here. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Let's take a quick call from Will before we get too off track. He wants to talk about biofuels. Will, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gary, thank you. Well, first of all, man, you know, I'm making my Saturday call to you now because well, I love your show.
Glad to have you along with us.
And I'm just going to preface this real quick, folks. If you haven't gone on the drift, you got to do it, man. And he didn't pay me to say it.
Well, thank you, sir.
You
thank you.
Got to do that. No problem. Well, so, you know, with some of the biofuels and some of the things there, the fact is that some of them cost actually a little bit more to create, but they're subsidized by the government. And you know, they don't think that we still eat that cost, but we do through our taxes, not necessarily at the gas pump. And, you know, you were talking about older vehicles like yours. They begin to tax some of the seals in the rubber seals. It's not... Me, I had a truck that was able to do both fuels, and it ran horrible. And when I put gas, it would run better. I'm not saying that the greenies don't have something here, but it's just not something that I would really tell people to go and do, especially since gas is so cheap now, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. You'll see those cars that have the flex fuel tag on the back, meaning they can use that mixture. I think it's more than the 10%, because the average is 10%, right? But there are some that are a little cheaper at the pump. You'll see them, and they're made for those flex fuel vehicles. And I'm assuming that those ones will have those seals that you're talking about that can take the byproducts of ethanol burning or whatever it is. And I'm not a mechanical engineer, folks. I never have been. But you're right. I don't think that people take into effect that, you know, it's great. Growing the corn, that takes energy, right? You got to pump water to it. You got tractors to till the soil. When you take everything that's into account to grow oil or to grow a fuel like that, how much is it compared to pumping oil out of the ground and running it through a distillation process to get your kerosene, your diesel, whatever else? And I think this new study from U of M, even though some people say, oh, it's paid for by the American Petroleum Institute, bull. Common sense will tell you it costs money to raise beets or corn or whatever that you're going to turn into alcohol. And, of course, there's a secondary cost of you're now competing with our food supply, right? We need that corn to feed the animals, to make our steaks or beef or pigs, whatever. You know what I mean?
You got that right, sir. Hey, listen, thank you so much, Gary, for everything you do. You know, I'll hit you up online, and I'll talk to you next week, I hope, all right?
Thank you, Will. Love having you call in. Great call.
All right, God bless, sir.
You too. Okay, so we're talking Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton being a racist. And, well, if you know anything about Senator Robert Byrd, who's dead now, God bless his soul, Senator Robert Byrd was a longtime senator, Democrat, in the U.S. Senate. And Hillary Clinton always likes to call him a mentor. Now, this is not me just making this up, right? Derek, you got track three there already? Let's listen to how Hillary, this is Hillary talking in memoriam about Robert Byrd. Now, this is online in video. Now, I want you to go, please, go to thedailydrift.com. You can see this video. This is her talking. And in the subtitles on the video screen, they're giving you the facts about Robert Byrd, who was a longtime member of the KKK and founded the KKK in West Virginia. Go ahead and run that track.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd. Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility, and I will remember him for many things. It is almost impossible to imagine the United States Senate without Robert Byrd. He was not just its longest serving member. He was its heart, its soul, and its historian. From my first day in the Senate, I sought out his guidance, and he was always generous with his time and his wisdom. I admired his tireless advocacy for his West Virginia constituents, his fierce defense of the Constitution and the traditions of the Senate, and his passion for a government that improves the lives of the people it serves. As Secretary of State, I continued to rely on his advice and counsel. Robert C. Byrd led by the power of his example, and he made all of us who had the honor of serving as his colleagues better public servants and better citizens. Robert C. Byrd left such a legacy.
Yeah, he left such a legacy. So, let me ask you something. Something I just heard there. So if she relied on a KKK leader's opinions in her process of being Secretary of State and making policy, let me ask you something. Here's, she's taking advice from a man who hates the African-American population, who obviously hates the Latino population, and maybe the reason she's bringing in so many refugees is so that she can continue to hurt the African-American or Latino population. Is that a possibility? Now, Gary, you're putting your tinfoil hat on, you may say. Well, let me ask you. The proof is in the pudding. Robert C. Byrd was indeed a member of the KKK. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, folks. This is what it is. And people in West Virginia were electing him repeatedly. Does he stand for his constituents? I guess so. There must be a lot of people who really liked him for, maybe there are other people who liked him for other reasons than the fact that he was in the KKK. But there are pictures online. All you have to do is do the research yourself. Google it up. Robert Byrd and Hillary Clinton. You've got pictures online of the man in his KKK Ku Klux Klan uniform. And this is her mentor. So do you think she really cares about the African-American community? Do you really think she cares about people of any color? Not any farther than they'll vote. That's all they want. Like all Democrats, and you need to do your homework on this. If you're not getting online and Googling up Civil Rights Act and how the Republicans have always been the ones there to help the African-American community, you're not doing yourself justice. Don't let the Democrats make you believe that they are the ones that stand for the African-American community, because they most certainly do not. Let's take a call from Joe from Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Dinesh D'Souza, Hillary's America. Everybody's got to get off their butt and see it before it's completely gone from the theaters. If they haven't done so already, drag friends, neighbors, family with you to see it. Dinesh obviously saw that every election cycle they try to tie racism to our candidate. Obviously, when he was putting the movie together, he didn't know Trump would be the candidate and couldn't address it directly. But he ties her to Margaret Sanger perfectly. Unfortunately, he didn't spend any real time tying her directly to Robert Byrd, which would have been convenient, like you're doing now, to make those points. Because every election cycle, we know they are going to pull the racism crap and that in the history and hide the history from their voters.
Yeah. Joe, that's a great point. And I have not yet seen that. I got to find the time to get out to the theater. I'm going to probably have to see it at a matinee or something. But I tell people there are three movies I think we need to see, each and every one of us, before we elect a president in November. And the first for me was 13 Hours. If you watch 13 Hours and can still vote for Hillary Clinton when you're done watching that, there's something wrong with you. If you watch Clinton Cash, and I think I've heard you on another show, you've seen Clinton Cash as well, right?
Yes, sure have.
All I can say, folks, is this. Put the link on your Facebook repeatedly. Do it every day. You can watch Clinton Cash for free. It's something that you need to see. You need to share it with people. You need to get it out there, because if you watch Clinton Cash and you still vote for Hillary Clinton, there is something psychotically wrong with you.
Like we discussed on the Clark Cast. The Democrats have no problem voting for crooks, even convicted crooks. It can be convicted of crimes, and they will elect them, like Marion Barry and you know, the endless list of others. Monica Conyers was put away for things that her husband also should have been co-conspirator of, but wasn't, and they re-elect him. And then, of course, all of those in Chicago. So being a convicted or unconvicted, known felon is a plus for a Democrat, it seems.
Yeah. I watched Channel 2 the other day, which is our local Fox, and I like it because it's kind of, I like the people that are on there, but they're very liberal. They really are. And when you see them go out and they talk to people, you know they're not giving you the full story. You just know it, because people in Detroit have been electing Democrats for over 50 years, and what's responsible for the way things are in Detroit? 50 years of Democratic progressive rule. That's what's... You can't blame that on the Republicans, folks. There's just no way.
Yeah, but to tie it together, your three films, 13 Hours, Cutting Cash, Hillary's America, must-sees.
Great.
Oh,
great.
In America, imagine a world without her, another, add a fourth.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Donald Trump got his national security briefing earlier this month. Today, Hillary Clinton hers. It's a customary move for major party nominees. Fox's Peter Ducey in Iowa, meanwhile, on the campaign trail.
Today, Trump is coming here to the second annual Roast and Ride. The ride is going to come first. It is a 42-mile trek through Iowa that ends here at the Iowa State Fairgrounds just a few days after the big state fair ended.
A man who survived the quake in Italy has died from his injuries. There are now 291 killed, 35 of the victims remembered in the town of Ascoli.
All of the mourners from two villages, they all knew each other. A state funeral attended by the Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and also the President of Italy, Sergio Mattarella. Now, the Italian government has pledged some €50 million for reconstruction projects in the area.
Anna Brady with Fox Sister Network Sky News. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Volunteers for Trump will hold flash mobs for Trump across Michigan on Tuesday, August 30th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. At each location, volunteers are welcome to appear to rally and show Trump signs to commuters. Handmade or official signs are all welcome. Flash mob sign locations include the intersection of Washtenaw and Carpenter Road in Washtenaw County, in Wayne County, the intersection of Ann Arbor Road and Hagerty Road, in Oakland County, the intersection of Hagerty Road and 8 Mile, in Livingston County, the intersection of Grand River and Omdorf in Brighton, and in Macomb County, the intersection of 12 Mile Road and Van Dyke. To learn more, you can email info@MichiganConservativeCoalition.com. Washtenaw County Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 310 are holding their 14th annual pig roast. It'll take place Sunday, September 11th from noon to 4 p.m. It'll be at the VFW Post 423 3230 South Wagner Road in Ann Arbor. Enjoy a wonderful pork dinner, have fun, and help raise funds for the following projects: Caring for Our Country Vietnam Veterans Memorial, parties for local hospitalized veterans, Thanksgiving dinner for Dawn Farm residents, and many more. There will be live entertainment and a military merchandise sale. Ticket prices for adults are $10, ages 6 to 12, $5, and children under 6 get in free. Tickets will be available at the gate. For more information, call 734-864-2819. Note, all motorcycle and other clubs are invited to make this a destination day.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch Mydrit here at Wham Talk 1600. And a little heat wave. Yeah, well, appropriate, Derek. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's not cooling me down at all, though. Let's take a call from Walter in Belleville, who wants to talk about why Republicans aren't backing Trump. Walter, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good to hear you.
Yeah, you too. Hey. Yeah, that's my question. Where are these, where are they? Are they still in their snake holes? Bush, we know what to expect from them now. We know where they stand. John McCain, he's worthless. Lindsey Graham. Who am I leaving out? A few other ones that's not backing him. Paul Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, he hasn't endorsed him yet either, has he?
I think it was a lukewarm endorsement at best, but you're right. I mean, here's what bothers me most. People want to say we're not going to back Trump for whatever reasons. He's not a real a Republican. He was a Democrat. He supported Democrats. He was a businessman who spent money on both sides as the system dictates in order to succeed in this country. That's, you know, the system's made up by politicians. Don't blame the businessmen who have to follow the system and make those donations on either side of the coin because they have to. But what the Bushes show, what the Lindsey Graham show, what the John McCain show, folks, this is the establishment on the verge of being kicked out of office. And there's no guarantee that Trump won't be the same way. I'm not telling people he is the be-all and the end-all and the savior of anything. There's a 50-50 chance, folks. I've said this from the beginning. Donald Trump may not do any of the things that he says he's going to do. Okay? That's a 50-50 chance. It's a coin toss. But I know for a fact that every one of the other candidates that was up there on stage would have done nothing anyways. It was a 100% chance with them. With this guy, you got a 50-50 chance. I'm going to roll the dice, and I'm going to take that. 50-50 is better than 100% chance of being against me, right? And the establishment GOP is no different than the Democratic Party. Absolutely none. So any of those people that are not backing Trump for whatever if the NRA is for him, if Reince Priebus is for him, I'm going with Trump. I'm sorry. Is it the greatest thing in the world? Maybe not. I'm sorry you're not happy that he's not conservative enough. I'm sorry that he may not be the right religion for you. I'm sorry that he embraces a bigger tent of bringing gay, the LGBTQ community into the fold of the Republican Party. We've said for years as Republicans we want a bigger tent. Well, here's a guy who is a bigger tent. We have had hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Democrats who have crossed party lines and have registered as Republicans many times to vote for Donald Trump. This is the big tent, folks. This is what you got. Does it mean you're going to like everything in the tent? Absolutely not. But it's a big tent. This is the way you get elected. He's no different than Mitt Romney if you're going to talk about conservatism, right? Mitt Romney, people didn't vote for him because they said he wasn't conservative enough. So don't talk to me about he's not conservative, he's not a real Republican. What the hell have Republicans done for us in the last 10 years? You need to ask yourself that. Sorry, Walter.
Hey, boy, man, I like to hear you get angry like that. I'm surprised. I hear some.
You set me off, didn't you, Walter?
Hellfire coming out of your nose. And hey, you know what? I like that. I like that passion, man. I tell you what. Where I was going with this too is the controversial things he's been saying, which a lot of us wanted all the Republicans to say for years about the racist Democrats. About them ain't doing nothing for black people, young people, in fact, the whole country. How they're a bunch of control freaks, baby haters, God haters, or say baby killers. Donald Trump is saying a lot of that stuff about the plight of the black American ghettos and everything else. And why aren't they coming behind him, congratulating him and reinforcing to the news media, like people like George Stephanopoulos, the Sunday news shows, Lester Crooked Holt, I don't care what nobody say, he's just the biggest crook as the rest of them. Those news shows that come on 6:30 every day, World News, all of them crooks.
Right.
When they get on them shows, they need to tell me, yeah, that's right. You think Donald Trump said it, I'm going to say it twice as hard, that's right. Muslims need to be kicked out of this country, banned out of this country, the ones that hate us, and the ones, and you Democrats, y'all are the Ku Klux Klan, and if you people want to really know the truth, you need to be Googling this stuff, if you think we're lying on those Democrats.
Yeah, that's a good point, Walter, and I want to reiterate it, because I've said it before on this show. You know what? Do your homework, folks. You've got Google at your fingertips. Everyone's running around with a smartphone. Find out who started Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger, backed by the Democratic Party. You want to talk about Black Lives Matter? 60 million abortions, and 70% of them are African-American abortions. You have killed 70% of that 60 million because they were black. This is Margaret Sanger succeeding at eliminating the black race. You know, if it weren't for those abortions, white people would be a minority. And you would have an African-American majority in this country. So you can thank Margaret Sanger and the Democratic Party for the plight of the black America right now. That's what you got to look at.
Al, and you, man, I love you. I love it when you get angry like that. Man, I tell you what. you sound way, you're about 100% better than Hugh Hewitt. Hugh, like he's chewing on peanuts every day. But I tell you what, he's getting a little bit, he's wising up a little bit because he's starting to grow on me a little bit. You know, he's endorsing Donald Trump, and he's speaking out. He's calling Hillary a liar. You know, it's other things about him that I don't stand, but he's coming along a little bit, man. You know, I used to be totally against him. Kind of, you know, he's growing on me a little bit, you know?
Anyone with a half a lick of common sense knows that you have no choice in this election. You can't vote third party. You can't vote Green Party. You can't vote it. You need to beat Hillary Clinton, because if you don't, if you allow Hillary Clinton through your inaction to become president of the United States, there will never be another Republican president. The party's done. She will bring in enough Syrian refugees and enough people from other parts of the world, and they're all going to vote Democratic. There's done with the Republican Party. Forget it. It's over and with, folks. That's
right. And all of them dirtbags talking this nonsense, I don't care what they say. I'm you know, it's time out for being nice. All them dummies and dirtbags talking about going third party and voting for that. What's the name of that one independent guy? They got about as chances as Frosty the Snowman in hell of making it.
Yeah, Evan McMullen. And I will tell this, folks, go Google up his resume online and stories about his resume and how they've been fake. Evan McMullen is a joke and doesn't even belong there. So if any vote for Evan McMullen is ridiculous and just plain stupid. So, all right, Walter, anything else?
Yeah, Mike Pence. He is out there on the campaign trail with his line, but he's just a clone of Obama. And I can't wait to the debate so Mike Pence can shut Tim Kaine down and Donald Trump shut Hillary, Jezebel Clinton down.
So you don't like Kaine, but you do like Pence?
Oh, no, we're talking Mike Kaine?
Tim Kaine, like, yeah. Tim. Yeah, all right, yeah, you confused me for a minute there. All right, well,
yeah,
great, Walter.
Our guy.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, Walter, thank you very much. I got to get another call in here.
Later.
Take care, man. And calling in, Theron, welcome to the show.
Hey, to your last caller and you, I point this out on my show all the time, but one of the things that is one of the biggest lies being perpetrated by the Never Trumpers is that Donald Trump is not a conservative. When you make a column of his stance and things he's been talking about since, a year ago, June, he's more conservative than Ronald Reagan, and I think that most of the people out there that have a problem with that, they'll always come back with the caveat, yeah, but you can't trust him. Can we trust him to do this stuff? I mean, can you trust anybody to do anything? It's just ludicrous that they keep making this circular argument, and it's like a little kid that just keeps saying why. You're not going to convince him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All things a numbers game, man. It boils down to this. We can talk logic all we want, but it boils down to a numbers game. So anybody out there that has, and I started using this analogy, anybody with any power, anybody that's an elected official, anybody that's a union official, you've got troops. Get them onto the field. If you're not fielding your troops, if you're lukewarm, tepid, saying, well, I don't like them, but I'll vote for them, that's not enough. You got to get your people out there. We must overwhelm come November.
Yeah, and let's be honest, any of you union guys that are out there, if your union heads are endorsing Hillary Clinton, you know she's not protecting your jobs. She will sign TPP, she will get rid of American jobs and send them overseas. So it's crazy that any union official would go against his own people who are working the factories, working the trucks, and telling them to vote for Hillary Clinton, who's going to export their jobs overseas.
Yeah, and we now have, he just called my show yesterday, we've got Mr. Right to Work, Terry Bowman. He is on the Trump team now. He is, I think there are four regional campaign, I don't know if the term manager is correct, but close to it, and they're all under Scott Hagerston. Materi is the one for this part of the state, and he is telling me exactly what you just said. And here's the good news. A lot of union members are confiding that behind the scenes, they're not going with what the management's telling them to do, union management. Union management's 100% saying go with Hillary. They're out of their minds. The rank and file, many of them are rising up. So, again, it's a numbers game. 23 million so-called Christian evangelicals didn't get off the couch in 2012. If they had, it'd be a vastly different game right now. So nobody can sit home. It's Trump, Trump, Trump all the way. Get off the couch.
Absolutely. Great.
All right, man.
Thanks, Theron. Thanks for the call. All right. So let's take a break, Derek, and when we come back, we will continue our exposé of Hillary Clinton. We'll see you on the other side.
Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The Yellow Pages? That's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television? Nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio? Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham Talk 1600.
What does it mean for a country when its citizens turn on the news and expect to be misled? Because the reporters who once served as freedom's fearless watchdogs feel like distant characters in a fading memory. Today, too many journalists are just actors playing to their boss's script. Why tell the truth when you can sell a lie for more? There's a price to pay for all this dishonesty. If the free press won't protect free people, it's our job to demand they do it. Do the work you say you do. Aim your First Amendment against hypocrisy and corruption like a hammer of the people. Kick down the doors of any leader who deceives us, and never tolerate dishonesty from your own ranks. That's what the good guys demand. We're the 5 million men and women in the National Rifle Association of America, and we will not play along. Join us today.
It's Monday morning. You send your kids off to school to learn and play. Then you head off to work to provide for your family. Finally, it's the weekend. You go to church, shopping at the mall, and maybe to the movie theater. Sounds like typical American plans, right? Unfortunately, sometimes evil steps in, and daily life is forever altered. No one thinks it'll happen to them, to their family, in their town, until it does.
Mass killings are too often the headline on the evening news, and we feel helpless to stop them. The answer to stopping these tragedies isn't to take away our Second Amendment rights. The answer is to add Templar Integrated Security Solutions to our lives. To find out how to help create safe havens in your weekly schedule, visit TemplarISS.com. That's TemplarISS.com, because rapid responses save lives.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift. And if you missed the show live, you can always catch it on podcast either at thedailydrift.com. It's archived there. Or we go all the way back, 5 years, I think, almost now. So we're getting close. And you can catch it at rednationrising.us. So if you miss it today, you can catch it this evening and tomorrow evening at rednationrising.us. All right. Sponsor this half hour, J&M Landscaping, LLC. It's a tree division. If you need to get a tree down because winter is coming, make sure you call J&M. You can reach them at J&M Landscaping, MI.com, or you can call them. Call Jason, 248-640-7029. I had a huge tree in my backyard last year. Had Jason take it down, and other than the wood that I asked him to leave, man, the yard was clean, the side was clean, everything was great. You wouldn't have known that there was even a tree there, so they do a really good job. And if you go to currentonline.com and look at their ad in the current newspaper for August, you can see a coupon in there, 20% off for a first-time customer, and two stumps removed free with a tree removal. So if you had a stump still sitting in the yard, you can have both of them taken care of. So give them a call, 248-640-7029. All right, let's take a quick call from Jimmy from Manchester. Jimmy, you want to recap the Republican convention?
Sure, if you got time. The main thing that we did was to put our people on the ballot for November for the State Board of Education, and it's Nicolette Snyder and Tom McMillan, which I think are probably the best two out of the group that was running. Both of them are anti-mandatory vaccination and anti-Common Core. But what I noticed, too, is the Never Trumpers have left, I think, the party. I really do. I fully expected to run onto a few here and there. Nothing.
Yeah.
It was...
Yeah, well, Jimmy, here's the way I look at it. You know, the 4 years we've had of Barack Obama, these last 4 years, are the direct result of people who didn't vote for Mitt Romney. For whatever reason you didn't like him, he was certainly a lesser evil than four additional years of Barack Obama. So all I can say to Never Trump people is this. Please, just use a little common sense. Take your emotions out of it. Take the whole primary process out of it and look at what you're doing when you say I'm going to support an idiot like Evan McMullen or Jill Stein or any other candidate. Because you know what? And I was going to talk about this later in the show. The Communist Party endorses Hillary Clinton, folks. Are you kidding me? They endorsed Barack Obama. You've had a Communist Party endorsed candidate in for 8 years. As an American, you should be horrified that we allowed that to happen.
Yeah. Now, well, the white nationalists support Trump.
That's such nonsense. I'm so tired of the media pegging on that. It's Hillary Clinton who was endorsed by the white nationalists, not Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is no racist. All right, what else you got, Jimmy?
Oh, that's about it. It was an interesting convention. A lot of, you know, you can see the party becoming more and more libertarian progressively as we go to these conventions over the years. You know, it's you see the booze that are there, a lot more pro-choice on vaccines, the Freedom Foundation trying to make government smaller, get rid of unnecessary licensing and things like that, where you never saw that 8 years ago when I got involved in this.
Well, that's kind of a good thing, too, I guess. You know, as Matt said in the last show, government is the problem, not the solution, and people need to understand that because people who don't produce, government by its very nature is a parasite. Now, sometimes that parasitic relationship is necessary. You have to have roads. You have to have a military to protect us. Some of those things are necessary, but when you allow them to get in and do the job of local communities and states instead of letting the local community and the state handle it, you're just adding another layer of bureaucracy to it, and that's what we need to get rid of, you know, especially in the educational system. We have way too many levels of bureaucracy in there. You don't need that. I've been over it. I won't go there again. But well, Jimmy, thanks for the call. I'll touch base with me again next week, and we'll go from there. I want to get in some other tracks before we're done here.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it as always. Bye-bye. Okay, so Derek, I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. We just went over the hypocrisy of her calling Donald Trump a racist when she's the real racist. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton and her server and her email problems. The FBI had a lot of problems, and it's kind of mind-numbing that the FBI couldn't re-engineer the server pieces to get all the emails they needed to. But let's listen to track four. This is the tech firm that hid Hillary's emails, bragging about it. Go ahead and run that.
They were using something called BleachBit. You don't use BleachBit for yoga emails or for bridesmaids emails. When you're using BleachBit, it is something you really do not want the world to see.
Okay, so BleachBit. That is Hillary Clinton basically, you know, if you ever watch Dexter, the show, they use bleach to clean up all the blood so that you can't trace it and there's no evidence, right? Bleach, there's a reason it's called BleachBit. This is a software program designed to hide evidence, to hide emails. Hillary Clinton is as guilty. You know what? Director Comey said there was no intent. Yes, she did all these different things, but there was no intent. Well, I'm sure there was no intent for General Petraeus And these submarine guys that took the pictures we talked about last week who are going to jail for a year because they had pictures of the inside of a sub on a selfie on their phone, right? There was probably no intent there either, but and yet he's going to serve a year. Why isn't Hillary? The intent was, A, you bought a private server. I'd say that's intent. You could have just used a government server. There's really nothing easier than just using the government server and the government-provided email, right? I mean, it's crazy. Was that track 4 or 5, Derek? That was 4. All right, so let's go down to the one after that, and let's listen to that one.
Secretary Clinton said she never sent or received any classified information over her private email. Was that true?
Our investigation found that there was classified information sent.
Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true.
Secretary Clinton said I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails.
Secretary Clinton said her lawyers read every one of the emails and were overly inclusive. Did her lawyers read the email content individually?
No.
All right, the very fact that she fabricated, okay, that she lied, shows intent. And it's impossible to believe that Director Comey didn't follow up on questions of intent. You don't even need to follow up. It's there. She bought a server. That's intent. She lied about why she wanted to have a private server. That's intent. These are all is this the woman you want to have as president of the United States of America? Have you not had enough of non-transparency and lies over the last 8 years? Do you want another 4 years of this? And you need to ask yourself what this country will look like after 4 years of Hillary Clinton. You might as well call it 8, because if she gets 4, she's in for 8. Maybe longer. God knows it's the Clintons. They get whatever they want. They could change the Constitution and give her a Queen Hillary. If she gets to put her own Supreme Court together that is doing everything she asked them to do, and don't think she won't. She won't pick constitutional people to put on the Supreme Court. She will put people on there that help her agenda along. And her agenda is all about getting more money and more power for her foundation, for her people, for her crony capitalist friends. That's what it comes down to. How much time we got, Derek? Okay, so we don't have enough time to go. We're going to save the rest of this. Next week, Pastor Rick will be filling in for me. We're going to pick this up again on the 10th of September. So we're going to save the rest of this and go through it again. But, folks, this is what you've got to do. You have to see those three movies that Joe and I talked about earlier on the show. Go see 13 Hours. That's an enjoyable movie. It's action-packed. It's a great movie. That is, it's not only got some great information, it's factual. Go see Clinton Cash. You can see for free on your computer. It's right there, a link. I'll put it on the link on the Daily Drift tomorrow so that you can just click on it and watch it again. And then make sure you go see Hillary's America, because I'm telling you, folks, you need to educate yourself and spread that around to people. As Theron said earlier, you've got to get the numbers out there. So make sure you're doing that. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.